In Baghdad, Christians today are attending services in churches around that city. Over the past year, insurgent groups have waged a concerted campaign of church bombings and other intimidation tactics against Iraqi Christians. Many believers have fled the country. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro attended one such holiday service and talked to churchgoers about the problems of the past and their hopes for the future.
There are no cars anywhere near the Catholic Syrian Church Our Lady of Salvation in the middle-class Baghdad neighborhood of Karada. Instead, Christian worshippers must walk several blocks through concrete barriers to come and pray. At the door on this rainy Christmas morning, security is tight. Armed men look suspiciously at strangers. They check bags and confiscate cell phones. The Christian community here has learned its lesson. In August, this church and three others were bombed, killing more than a dozen people. Inside the airy white nave, underneath a pastel mosaic dome, priests sing in the ancient language of Aramaic, the language used by Jesus. A bowl of wood shavings in front of the altar is lit to symbolize giving warmth to the newborn baby Jesus. Iraq has one of the oldest Christian communities in the world. There are an estimated 800,000 of them living here, though anecdotal evidence suggests tens of thousands have fled in recent months. Today, though, despite their fear and uncertain future, the church is full. Saba Jirja says he wasn't sure if he'd bring his wife and four children to Mass today, but he said he decided he was not going to be intimidated.
Why shouldn't I bring my children to church? I mean, I have been doing that every year. Maybe this year is different because some people are afraid to come to church because of the bombing of churches. I don't think that this should impede me from bringing my family to church and me myself come to church. If there is any risk, I should leave it to God to decide this risk. I'm a believer, so I have to rely on God.
It's a mixture of faith and defiance. Many of the Christians here feel they are part of the fabric of Iraq. Jirjis says that he has thought of leaving the country, following in the footsteps of so many others. But even if he does, he swears he will come back.
We, the Christians, are very important in this country. Our role is very important. And we, I mean, one Muslim described our presence in this country as the salt in the pot. I mean, if you want to cook something, you need to put the salt. If there is no salt, it will be tasteless. So we are the taste in this country. Christians were born here, lived here, and they have no place to go.
Syrian Catholic Archbishop Mehdi Matuka says that he counsels his congregation here to stay as well. Many people don't tell me, but I feel what they want to do, he says. Others do tell me, and when they do, I keep encouraging them, saying that this is our country and we have to live in it, he says. Some Christians are being targeted for having the same religion as the majority of U.S. troops. One family left for Jordan after a letter accusing them of being crusaders appeared in their mailbox. Insurgents have frequently accused America of being on a Christian crusade against Islam. Jirja says that a Muslim friend took the time today to stop by his house and drop off a present. He says it made him feel better to know that some things haven't changed. One more thing remains the same, too.
They woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to open these presents and see what they are, I mean, what Santa Claus brought to them.
Despite the fears and the sadness, Jirja says that Santa arrived right on time. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.